In this week's parasha, we find where Avraham Avinu davened incessantly for the people of Sodom. The pasuk says, "Va'anshei Sodom ra'am v'chatoim la'Hashem ma'oit." The Torah testifies that the people of Sodom were exceedingly wicked, but Avraham wasn't discouraged. He davened for the people of his generation. The Mefarshim talk about the contrast between Noach and Avraham. Noach, despite his righteousness, never davened on behalf of his dor, and he's taken to task because of it. In the Haftorah that we read in Parshas Noach, the Rabbeinu Shlomo refers to the Mabul as Mei Noach, the waters of Noach. Why is it called Mei Noach? So the Zohar says famously, because Noach didn't daven for his people to repent and be saved from the Mabul. And the question is, how did the Zohar know that Noach did not daven for his generation? So I heard an absolutely remarkable idea. The Gemara says, Ein Amida Ela Tfila. Amida is synonymous with prayer. The Sfaradim even called the Tfilah of Shmoyne Esrei, the main part of davening, Amida. Why is Tfilah called Amida? Because if someone davens, or especially if one davens on behalf of somebody else, in that time, he can be learning. He can be steiging and growing in his own Avodas Hashem. But by him taking a break from his personal schedule, and he goes and he davens, he's now an Oymeid. He's stagnating his own growth. So now we see the difference between Avraham and Noach. When Avraham davened on behalf of Sodom, the pasuk says, "Va'Avraham oydeni oymed lifnei Hashem." And after the destruction of Sodom, the pasuk says, "Ve'yashkim Avraham ba'boker la'makom asher amad sham." The Torah described Avraham as an oymed. He was taking a break from his own personal growth. He davened on behalf of others. He transformed himself into an oymed. However, by Noach it says, Esoelekim is Halech Noach. Noach was a hoylech. He was on the move. He was concerned with his own personal growth, growing his own resume. And that is not what a manik should be concerned about. When you are a leader, your concern should be the people of your generation. And perhaps with this incredible idea, we can understand the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos. The Gemara says, Amarek betfilosoi, whoever prolongs his davening, Marichin Yomim Mishnoisav, he is zoicha to long life. And the question is, what's the connection between long davening and long life? Why is arichas yomim the reward for prolonging your davening? So we know that a man, since he has free will, is termed a hoylech. He's constantly moving, either up or down, hopefully upwards. A malach is called an oymed. They can never improve their spiritual position. Now, when a man closes his gemara, or a mother takes time off from educating her children and davens for others, they become an oymed. In that time, they aren't able to elevate their spiritual position. So mida keneged mida in Shemayim, they say, we are going to stop their biological clock and not count that time against their cheshbon of years they are supposed to live on this earth. So if a person was supposed to live for 80 years, and then he reaches year 80, in Shemayim they say, let's see, 10 years was spent davening. All that time, he was an oymed. That shouldn't count against him. So now we will add another 10 years to his life. Now we understand why Hamarech b'tfilosoi, whoever prolongs his tfilos, Marichin Yomim v'shnoisav, they lengthen his life. Just like we know that money spent to send your children to Talmud Torah, or your expenses for Shabbos and Yontav, doesn't count against your yearly salary that was decreed on Rosh Hashanah. Likewise, time spent davening is not counted in the years that is decreed for a person to live in this world. It's well known that the Heilige Chasam Sofer used to daven very long Shemoneh Esrei. The story is told that one time a Rosh Yeshiva davened together in the same minyan with the Chasam Sofer. And after davening, the Rosh Yeshiva tells the Chasam Sofer, while we were waiting for you to finish Shemoneh Esrei, I learned two dafim of Gemara. And the Chasam Sofer told him, I'm not concerned that I'm losing out in any which way. The Gemara says, Amarech betfilosoi, marichin yomim v'shnoisa. So I will have plenty of time to learn. The Chasam Sofer understood that if you are a leader, you just can't concentrate on your own personal accomplishments. You have to be concerned about your people as well. And at the end of the day, you will be rewarded with long life. So you never lose out. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.